USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy is holding his weekly press conference on Thursday. McCarthy blaming the Biden administration for multiple crises facing the nation, pointing to the high prices consumers are facing and employers are trying to find workers.
American families are paying historically high prices for everyday goods, and their families, primarily the working class, will continue to bear the burden of rising costs for possibly the next several years. And as our small and local businesses look to regain their footing from the pandemic, they are faced with a government-caused labor shortage, forcing service disruptions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says extending the federal debt limit is not about future spending, Pelosi likening it to a credit card bill that has to be paid. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
As things continue to deteriorate on the U.S.-Mexico border, we're now hearing about more illegal immigrants being let into the country.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A suspect will stand trial for an incident last month at the Library of Congress. A judge ruling Floyd Rosenberry is mentally competent to stand trial on charges related to a bomb threat. The North Carolina man is accused of threatening to use explosives and a weapon of mass destruction at the Library of Congress. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An NBA player is in hot water for allegedly injuring a Los Angeles police officer.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violence situation. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's growing concern in Congress about increasing numbers of unruly passengers on airline flights. Washington State Congressman Rick Larson opened a Democratic-led House hearing by calling out the disruptive behavior of unruly passengers.
It is disgusting, it is unacceptable, and it is a danger to fellow passengers, to crew, and the entire U.S. aviation system.
The Democrat adding many disruptions have involved the federal mandate on masks aboard planes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.